The early morning school run ushers in a new day for Shehan Twalib.
Good afternoon, how are you? Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
He works as a security guard at one of the local schools in Qatar. Shehan came from Kenya 5 years ago with the hopes of supporting his family. He recently got a call telling him he's been selected as a FIFA World Cup volunteer. After his shift, he makes it to the volunteer training center. Much like his day job, he greets and welcomes visitors at one of the World Cup venues.
This is once in a lifetime experience that is happening here in Doha. So I volunteer myself to explore, to get knowledge, to socialize with people who are coming from all over the world.
In another part of town, a mother picks up her children from school. Afreen Nagaria came to Qatar with her family 5 years ago, looking for a full-time job.
I wanted to enjoy it.
She's a busy mother of two who works part-time as a supply teacher.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Yet she still finds time to volunteer at a uniform distribution center.
I think the volunteering is the outlet for me to release my stress, come out and serve it to the community where I have been living here for a few years.
The FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 volunteer program was launched in March of this year.
I'm proud to say that they are the main pillar of any success. Any mega event will be delivered in Qatar today. They come and they want to work for projects, for events, in addition to their own other responsibilities, just for the sake of the passion and the love of the game.
Qatar has received a record number of volunteer applications of any FIFA World Cup, over 400,000 in fact, and 20,000 of those have been selected in this region, mostly coming from right here, one of the most cosmopolitan host countries in the world.
As the flags of the team that have qualified decorate every street corner across the country, the volunteers who've been selected will be working hard to make sure the fans coming here will have a positive and memorable experience. Fungi Nguyen, Al Jazeera.